What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Mr. Taper's Barber Life. We're back in our studio, and it is great to be back. We had a great hiatus. We were doing a lot of videos by video instead of in person, and that went really well. Next year, we're going to do even more. We're going to do more live guests, and we're going to keep the train moving. Okay, let me ask you something. Hold on. Got my iPad like Stephen A. and them. Yeah, so check it. This is December 2023. It is December 22nd, 2023. I want to thank God for blessing me with another day. Thank him for healing my body. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, shout out to my boy G. My boy G Money passed his state board, y'all. Give it up. That's where we have the applause come in. Shout out to my man G Money. He passed his state board. He was a very determined person because, let me tell you a little bit about G Money. He came to a barber school that I was teaching at over a year ago. After leaving another barber school, but the last barber school he left would not give him any hours. He had at least 400 hours that were not given to him, and that was wrong. So I want to shout G out for hanging in there. So anyway, he doesn't get the hours, and instead of quitting, he says, nah, I'm going back to school. I started something. I'm going to finish it. And that was good. That was really good, because how many times do we start things and don't finish? You know what I mean? So shout out to G. He took the written. The written was real easy. He got like an 86. And then a couple of weeks later, he took the practical. That was a little bit harder, but he still passed with a 76. And shout out to him for that. All right. And any barber student who is on their way to take their state boards next year, you got to take a deep breath. You got to look at the videos, man. There are about 6 state board videos in my package that I give to all of my barber students. Now, for the written exam, I'm going to tell you, you are going to have to study. There's no getting around that. But, you know, there are a lot of practice tests out there that can help you pass. But for the practical, there are 6 videos in my package that are guaranteed to help you pass your practical part of the state board. Because excellent videos from a barber school. Actually, it's a beauty barber school in California who provided most of the videos. I don't want to say their name wrong. I think it's San Jose. But if you want that package, that practical barber exam package, just email me at MrTaper06@gmail.com. I will send it to you free of charge because I want everybody who takes a state board to pass. Okay. All right. All right. So shout out to G Money for passing. All right. But you know what's funny about the written exam? This is a barber exam. Okay. Why is 70 to 75% of the exam about cosmetology? Explain that to me, state boards of America. Why is the barber exam, the barber written exam, 75% of it is cosmetology? That's not right. You know what I mean? And what else is not right is that we have to curl hair in order to pass a barber exam. What is that about? Barber exams of America. Curl. I got to learn how to curl somebody's head. When was the last time? This is a question to every barber in America. When was the last time you curled someone's hair? A man's hair. Or a woman's hair for that matter. And you are considered a barber, right? Come on, barber board. Y'all got to get this together. You know, you want to know what I suggest is on the state board exam, the practical? Okay, you got hair cutting. You got shaving. You got the facial massage. You can keep that. Okay. And then that's it. No, okay. We'll even do a hot towel section. Okay. Combine that with the facial massage. No. That hot towel goes with the facial. You could do a shampoo. Yeah, perfect. A shampoo section. Everybody needs a shampoo. So cutting, shaving, facial massage, shampoo. That's all every barber should need. Okay. And of course, oh, and if you really want to get technical, you could have a razor put separate from shaving, but a razor line exercise where you would have to line your model's face or his hair or both. That would be a good thing for students to do during state board exam. You already used the razor on the face, shaving the face. Have a mannequin for that. But then have a live model for you lining. You could line the back of the neck. You could line the front hairline. And that would be a perfect exercise for all student barbers to do. So barber state boards, listen to what I'm saying and give it a try. Okay, and speaking of state boards, guess who had a meeting with Georgia State Board on Monday? I went out there to State Board because, and let me first tell you, I thought I was going to do well when I was out there because I thought I had all my facts together. But first things first, in July, we get a visit from State Board, even though we just got a visit from them in April. So what does that tell me? That tells me that someone in the area is hating on the shop, because normally you may see state board, if you're lucky, every other year. Normally it's about 2 years in between visits. We sort of stay bored within a couple of months. So somebody is, you know, dry snitching, okay? But they don't have nothing to dry snitch. But, or so I thought. Somebody, they didn't have their license renewed, even though they were told, hey, time is wasting, time's coming up. You got to renew your license before December. They were told this, but anyway, they didn't do it. So State Board walks in, boom, hits them with the $500 fine. So I look in the fine print of the fine, and it says $500 for expired license for someone that is unlicensed. $150 fine for someone who is licensed, but their license expired. So I was like, okay, so this person's license was just expired, so he should be categorized under the $150 clause. So I wait 45 days and go in front of State Board, and I'm like, yeah, y'all, he shouldn't have been 500, should have been 150. And they hit me with this damn, oh, no, that was 2 years ago. We don't do that anymore. And I'm like, I have the paper in my hand. I'm like, the paper says it right here. Oh, no, we don't do that. That was years ago. And what could I say? You know what I mean? What could I say? So anyway, that was that. But what I noticed about State Board, there, I don't know if this lady was on State Board or if she was a secretary, but very little representation, people of color. No Asian, no Latino, no black. Well, one black, but she could have been a secretary, I'm not sure. So, you know, and while I was being interrogated, the lady who wrote me the fine is sitting directly behind me. I'm like, yo, if I was, someone who didn't have confidence, I would be a little intimidated by the damn inspector who gave me the fine sitting right behind me. So, you know, I just looked, saw her, I was like, oh, okay, and I just kept it moving. But that setup is, first of all, anyway, she was right behind me. So I expect her to visit us again real soon, because I don't think she liked the fact that I said, hey, you made a mistake. I made sure I didn't get into an argumentative session, even though I really could have, but because I don't want to be targeted, you know what I mean? And I'm probably already targeted for thinking I was smart enough to come in there and get a reduction in my fine, but it's all right. Okay. But speaking of State Boards, shout out to California. California, they renewed my barber license to 2025. They did this in 2022, y'all. In 2022, they gave everybody a extra year on their license. So shout out to State of California, even though y'all took forever to open back up, but y'all gave every licensed barber an extra year. So that was cool. That was real cool. All right. You know, it's funny because whenever as a barber, and I'm speaking strictly for barbers, whenever you're going through something financially, you know, it makes it hard to concentrate on the head you are cutting. For example, if you get a call and the electric company says, We're coming out to disconnect your electricity today if you don't have $800 by 5 o'clock. So you are like, yo, I got to get $800. I need $20, $40 haircuts to walk through this building. Now, for some people, that's nothing. That's easy. $20, that's cool. They do that. But for the average barber, that might be a little tough. 2 days, yeah. But the same day, maybe a little tough for some barbers. But you think every head that you do that day is going to be cut with precision? And you think every taper and every fade is going to be faded to perfection when you have an $800 electric bill over your head and your wife doesn't know that you spent the money for the electric bill to gamble or to support your drinking habit or drug habit? So your wife gets off at 4. They're coming out to disconnect your house at 5. Okay? And you got to do 20 heads, $40 a pop. Can't do no kids. Got to let the kids go today. You just got to be all adults. And I'm not including tips because, you know, you never know. So that's kind of hard for you to concentrate. You know what I mean? But if you could somehow concentrate, you will see that those financial issues will go away because you made the money. Now, like I said, I gave you an extreme example, but for example, there have been times I've had to hit a particular money mark by the end of a week, and this is on Monday, and I'm like, okay, I need to hit X amount by Sunday. So this is what I need to do. I need to get my butt in the shop early. I need to stay late. I need to market. I need to post. I need to pass out flyers. When I do that, I say about 90% of the time, I hit my mark. Like, I was very surprised because I actually had a pretty big bill. December 11th. I had a pretty big bill. Now, of course, I could have paid the bill if that was the only bill I had. But, you know, I had a whole lot of other bills that needed to be paid. So I was like, yo, let me break this bill up into three parts. And that's what I did. And what is it, December 22nd? So in 11 days, I was able to knock out that big bill. And the funny thing about it, that big bill, if you would have told me to pay that bill, say 10 years ago, I would have been like, yo, I need 8 months. And I was able to pay that bill in 11 days. So I thank God for that, number one. You know what I mean? But my point is, when you can concentrate, you know, when you can try to block out the noise, you can really get a lot of things done. And that leads me to the next thing. 2024, I'm definitely meditating a lot more because I need to block out the noise a lot of times, you know, the verbal noise, the, you know, things that I may think about that are not positive. I need to surround myself with positivity, positive books, positive audio books, positive videos. You know, not that I'm looking at negative stuff, but I need to make a conscious effort to surround myself with more positivity because I feel like I missed out on some financial opportunities this year. because I did not surround myself with the positive. And when I say positive, I mean it could be self-help videos. It could be money videos, you know, how to make money videos. It could be stock market videos, things like that. You know, I feel like I missed out on it. For one thing, if I'm going to give you an example, is crypto. You know, I was told to get back into crypto because it's going to be a big change. Now, I've been told this 2 or 3 times. I need to do it. You know what I mean? So that's just one example. So make sure, if you're a barber, look into meditating. Look into, you know, how to meditate. Look into why it's good for you. And you will find that you will get a lot more things done. And you may open your mind to more positive things in your life. Okay? So, and no need for you to be stressed out and cutting. If you are stressed out and cutting, that's a bad combination, okay? Say you are waiting. Your son got arrested for robbing a car. He's 15. You know, you don't know if the judge is going to send him to juvie. And you got a cut on a Saturday. And the judge is going to make his decision on Monday. You know, that's going to weigh heavy on you. You know, obviously you love your son. You know what I mean? Maybe not juvie. Say he's 19, just turned an adult and did this. And you don't know, you know, if he's going to get jail time. That's stressful. And you have to cut hair. You know, these are all examples of things barbers go through, well, people go through, but as a barber, you are responsible for this person's hair. And to be honest, your problems don't exist. When you are taking care of somebody's hair, your problems are pushed to the side. They have to be. And that's why when you do this a lot, that builds up in you and you explode because you've been holding in all of these, all of this stress. You've been holding it in. You haven't let it out. It's going to eventually explode and you're going to blow up at your girl. You're going to blow up at the kids. So that's why it's important for barbers to take vacations. It's important for barbers to take mental vacations as well. You know what I mean? Physical vacations and mental vacations. Very important. I love riding a bike. I should have rode the bike more this year. I started off good, but then I slacked off. And what happened? You know, I got stressed out a little bit. But next year, I'm riding the bike a whole lot more because it relaxes me. Doing this podcast relaxes me. DJing relaxes me. These are all things that relax me. I need to do more. Be hanging with my family on vacation relaxes me. These are all things that I need to do more of. Okay. Now, let's talk about our barbershop party, which is going to happen tomorrow, Saturday, December 23rd, at the Savoy Bistro in Morrow, Georgia. It's going down, y'all. All 8 of us will be there. All clients are welcome. It's going to be a lot of fun. Savoy Bistro is definitely one of the hottest spots on the South Side. Grown folks only. Live music, DJ. It's going to be really nice. It should be a really good crowd there. Unlike last year when we went somewhere where I won't mention. But, yeah, it should be a really nice crowd there. So come out with us tomorrow, Saturday, December 23rd. 2023 Savoy Bistro, Morrow, Georgia. It goes down. Yeah. But, you know, just speaking about barbershop parties, every shop should have a party at the end of the year. You know what I mean? Let me say that again. Every shop should have some function, some event to recognize the hard work that the shop has done at the end of the year. Normally, you can do that a party form. You can have a cookout over somebody's house. You could have a gathering. You know what I mean? Something where you all come together, you all laugh. If you drink, you drink. If you do the other stuff, as long as it's legal in most states, you could do that too. You know, and if you don't do any of that stuff, just come socialize and laugh and have a good time. Let your hair down. Listen to some good music. And just have fun. You know what I mean? If you're the type of person, type of barber, who doesn't really get along with everybody, then it's going to be weird. Because if you don't get along with everybody and you show up at that party, chances are you'll get your ass kicked. Because after your barber co-workers have a few drinks, they're going to be like, you know what? We need to let this mother freaking know about himself or herself. So, what's my point? My point is, if you're the type of person who doesn't get along with people and you are a barber, you are not going to be a barber for long, because the barber profession requires you to get along, at least respect your coworkers. You don't have to love them. You don't have to hang out with them, but you must respect them. So we may need to talk about that another episode, but make sure you respect your coworker. Okay. So we're having this party. It starts at 8:45. So you want to get there so it'll be free. You know, once again, Savoy Bistro, December 23rd, 8:45 p.m. Yes. All right. So it is the end of the year. And you may be asking yourself, should I raise my price? Well, here's the deal. If you have experienced a large increase in clientele, for example, if you say you had 100 clients in January, now you have 250, you should definitely raise your prices. Definitely. But if you have 100 clients in January and here in December you have 110, you may want to think about lowering your prices just a little bit, because only 10 new clients in a year, that's like one a month, less than one a month. That's not good. That's not good. I don't care what type of shop you're at. That's not good. If you want to have a real good career in barbering, I would say your goal for new clients should be, and this is really modest, but I would say 8 to 10 clients a month, which is 2 to 3 clients, 2 to 3 new clients a week, every week. You could do that. You could definitely do that. At some point, obviously, your schedule is going to fill. So when you get to the point where you have no spaces left, that's when you raise your prices. Now, you're not raising your prices as a way to get rid of good clients. You're raising your prices as a way to keep your really good clients. And for those whose price range, this new price may be a little too high, that will leave more spaces for new clients to come in. Respect your new price, respect your new price hike, and that will may give you more money. Now, this may sound confusing, but let me show you. You have 100 clients in January. December, you have 250. You raise your price from $40 for haircut and beard to $50 for haircut and beard. And some people say, it's too high. I like Craig, but I got to go. So that is going to be maybe, I'm going to say it's going to be high. I'll say it's 10%. So you have an opening in 10% of your schedule. Now, you have 12 months to fill that 10%, and all you have to do is fill that 10% with 1% increase per month of clientele, which is very easy. You know, basically two new clients a month, and you will have filled that 10%. And not only will you have filled it, your annual income took a big hike because you raised your price $10. So now you're back at having a full schedule, but you have a nice chunk of money. And what do? When you have a full schedule, you raise it. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm going to be honest, and a lot of the gurus are going to say that I'm wrong, but I don't think you should continue to raise your price over and over and over. Like every time you fill your schedule, I don't feel like you should raise your price like five times. You know what I mean? I think there has to be a cutoff. You know, I do. I think there has to be a cutoff. So I thought about raising my prices. I got a nice chunk of new clientele this year, but I just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do at this time. So I left it where it was at, and I did raise my platinum package $3, just three, only because I wanted to create a separation between a regular cut and beard and the platinum. And at first I had only a $10 difference, and I was like, that's too close. I need to create a little separation. And I did. So it's $53 for those who are asking about my platinum package. So anyway, so I told you about why you should raise your prices and why you should lower your prices. Once again, if you had 100 clients and in January, in December, you have 70 clients, you should definitely lower your prices, and you need to look in the mirror and figure out, okay, is it me? Or is it my cuts, or is it both? Because if you lose 30 clients in a year, you are doing something very wrong. Okay? Like I said, look in the mirror. Is it you? Is it your cuts? Or is it both? Chances are it's both. And we need to work on changing that. And there's plenty of stuff on YouTube on how to change your personality, as well as how to cut better. So YouTube University, I recommend for that. And the last section, if you should keep your prices the same. Well, I have 100 cuts in January. I've got 100 cuts in December. Well, and these 100 cuts doesn't mean that my schedule is full. I'm sorry. These 100 clients don't mean that my schedule is full. It just means that I have 100 cuts. So I would definitely keep my prices the same because you underperformed. Anytime you have not increased your clientele, I'd say at least 10%, you have underperformed as a barber. And I say 10%, but it really it should be at least 15 to 20. But I'm just being nice by saying 10%. You know, so, you know, those are some good reasons why you should raise, lower, or keep your prices the same. All right. Well, I just want to end this year's podcast. This is probably the last podcast of the year. I want to shout out to everybody who's been listening. I had never thought that I would get, you know, people listening, to be honest with you. But, you know, I figure even if it's five people, I feel like I'm helping these five people. So shout out to Canada, Nigeria, Switzerland, and, of course, United States, the UK. These are all places who listen to my podcast, and I love and respect y'all for doing that. And I got some surprises for next year that you guys are gonna love. Peace, y'all.